You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. As we prepare to mark the end of summer with Monday's Labor Day holiday, we wanted to take a look back at this holiday because its roots, well, at least in Detroit, reach all the way back to before the Civil War. Joining us is our favorite source for these moments when we look back in time, writer Bill Loomis. Now, Bill, there's some disagreement as to when America's Labor Day holiday began, but you found Detroit was thinking of ways to celebrate Labor Day way before.
Yeah, right. We first had the big assemblies and big, I wouldn't call them Labor Day parades, but certainly the same sort of spirit before the Civil War, and really took off in the 1860s.
Well, when did the bigger unions and the famous labor leaders start to appear?
Right. Detroit had an early labor leader named Richard Trevelyan, and Trevelyan was from England, and he came to Detroit in 1862. He was a ship's carpenter and a caulker, and he organized very soon some of the Detroit trade assemblies, and they had about 5,000 members, so it wasn't a trivial organization.
So the idea was to take these smaller trade assemblies
craft.
And let's pull us together.
Right. Prior to that, they'd been what you might call craft unions. Mm-hmm. These were based on whatever you did, bricklayers and that sort of thing.
And the Detroit Trades Assembly, the DTA, they had labor parades starting in 1865. Tell us how they'd be dressed.
Well, they dressed each of the crafts, they would all band together, and each craft would typically dress in matching outfits. And a lot of times they might carry, one group carried green Japanese parasols, and they would have their symbol of their trade on a banner, or they wore it on a flag or something like that, a pennant. So if they were the blacksmiths, they would wear a horseshoe or that sort of thing.
And what were some of the other trades that were represented?
Oh, they had, you know, it's really kind of quaint to read it. They had broom makers and stove molders and metal pourers and you know, every conceivable, even retail clerks had their own trade unions, and everybody was in a union. It was really amazing.
From the Detroit Trades Assembly, it went on to the Knights of Labor. Interesting
right.
group.
Mm-hmm. The Knights of Labor came on in Detroit in about 1878. Joseph Labadie was another nationally recognized person out of Detroit. He was actually an avid collector of memorabilia and things like that, and he donated his collection in 1911 to the University of Michigan. But he was authorized to form a Knights of Labor number 50, he called it, union, if you will. And they had thousands of members. He was an active guy.
And it strikes me that they were pretty welcoming. You saw
yes.
women, you saw African-Americans.
Right. That's right.
Unskilled workers.
Yeah, that was different. And that was sort of part of their problem. The skilled laborers always tended to look down on unskilled laborers. So machinists or carpenters didn't think too highly of dock workers, that sort of thing. So there was lots of friction in that organization, even though it was a national organization that at one point had 700,000 members. But they were always bickering, and the fights carried on into their parades. They held their Labor Day parades in Detroit at night, and it was a secret organization for years, modeled off the Masons, where they had mm-hmm. secret handshakes and secret assemblies. And the local assemblies met in secret locales.
Was that because employers weren't very happy about having the Knights of Labor on the scene?
Yeah, that's right. It was they weren't well received, and but they did have their parades at night, and they would carry Chinese lanterns of different colors, and again, people marched in with their particular craft, and I guess they were pretty good sight.
Although, as you pointed out, the poor unskilled immigrant,
mm-hmm. yeah.
the Irish and some of the immigrant didn't get lanterns.
I know.
They were not given lanterns.
No. And at the end of the parade were the extreme left-wing radical types, the socialists, anarchists.
And I want to get from that, mm-hmm. when yeah. did it get more that sense of anarchy and radicalism?
Right. Well, that began really in the 1880s when the unionism really exploded or mushroomed, if you will.
Yeah.
The Haymarket Affair in Chicago was in 1886, and that
and remind
was,
us what that was.
Well, that was a protest of unionists in Chicago to protest. They were fighting for an 8-hour workday and also the mistreatment of other unions at another site. And they had broken it up, and they were going back when the police came on, and an anarchist or somebody threw a stick of dynamite, and a policeman was killed. The others were shot. 7 policemen died, and scores of civilians were killed. So it was a disaster. And 8 anarchists were
executed.
Yeah, they were. Okay. Yeah, they were arrested and executed. And so there was this big backlash. But Detroit was never the hotbed of anarchism or socialism or communism, all those sorts of things, like Chicago was, or even New York City.
And Detroit, yeah, there was that kind of sense of let's move into representing workers.
Right.
And when did Labor Day, as we know it now, mm-hmm. who began that and when?
Yeah, Labor Day began in 1894, and that was signed by Grover Cleveland. And it got pushed through pretty quickly because Grover Cleveland had just sent soldiers to put down a Pullman strike in Chicago, and it was another messy affair. There was tremendous controversy about that. So he was eager to show he was okay with labor, and the same with Congress, the U.S. Congress. So they passed and made it a national holiday.
And finally, as we think of the many Labor Day parades in Detroit over the years, I was quite intrigued to see that Charlie Chaplin starred in a Detroit Labor Day parade.
Yeah, that was in 1915. It was a brand new union that is suddenly a new industry. And he danced down Woodward Avenue in the rain. And
with what union?
With the Theater Operators Union.
Brand new.
and the Film Operators Union. Right.
Dancing down Woodward Avenue.
Yeah.
Gotta love it. Memorable moments through the years of Labor Day history and in Detroit and through the U.S. as we prepare for this Labor Day weekend. And always a pleasure to get that historical view of things from our guest, Bill Loomis. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Cindy.
Still ahead. As the summer winds down, storyteller Allison Downey of our Living Room series joins us with a story of bearing it all during summer vacation in the Great Lakes. That's in 10 minutes. This is Stateside from Michigan Radio.